So controversial plans to build a huge £120 million holiday village in North Wales have been approved by councillors, but police on Anglesey had to be called in to separate supporters and opponents of the development. Proposals for Holyhead by Land and Lakes Limited include a holiday village at Penrhos, a development of 315 lodges and a hotel at Kai Glass, plus 320 houses in Kingsland. Let's talk to John Chalton, who's a town councillor in Holyhead, who welcomes the development. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Welcome. And Bob Llewellyn-Jones is a county councillor for the Caergybi ward in Holyhead, very much against the proposals. Bob, good morning to you. Bore da.
Bore da, here is.
Good morning to you. John, you must be absolutely delighted that this has been given the green light by Anglesey Council, but for those people not living on Anglesey, just how important is it and what is this development all about?
Yes, I'm over the moon. I've just been passed. It's been a long time coming and something that's really needed in the area. There's no doubt about it. We've been a black spot as far as employment has been for some time now. All we've been doing is hemorrhaging jobs left, right and centre, and therefore this is good news. It's good news for the town, good news for the island, the good news for the economy.
Did you see the standoff last night when police had to be called in?
Well, I was there. I don't recall seeing any standoff, to be honest with you. There was a few people who were upset. There were name-calling. I got a few nice names sent at myself, you know. But people were entitled to express their views. I didn't see any violence whatsoever, to be honest with you.
Bob, why are you so against the idea?
Well, I need jobs. You know, we need jobs in Holyhead, of course we do. My concerns, obviously, are that we are now infringing into our areas of natural beauty. And once we start going into these areas and giving developers the right to build massive housing estates, then where do we end? They don't allow them in Cotswolds, they don't allow them in the Peak District, and yet in Anglesey now we've had this this development being pushed through. And there's over 600 acres of areas of sandy natural beauty which are going to be affected here.
Well, there are so many issues to discuss. I just want to put that to you, John. This is a massive development. It's a, just for people listening, it's a massive, I'm sure there are probably lots of parents, grandparents listening who may have been to Bluestone or maybe have been to Centre Parks in England. This is a very big leisure park. And the accusation, John, is that this would create havoc on the island and destroy lots of natural beauty.
People are looking at it very blinkeredly. They're not looking at the actual development. They're trying to throw all kinds of objections in that don't really exist. The whole complex is going to be done very tastefully. It's going to be set in such a way that it will blend into the scenery, etc. Most of the coastal path around the complex will still be open to the general public. You know, we have a beautiful area. I'm a Holyhead person, born and bred, lived here all my life, and I've used the Penrhos Coastal Park lots of times with my grandchildren, etc., etc. But you can't live on the green grass at home as much as we want to, as we want to protect everything and to keep it as it was. You can't live like that. You've got to move on and create a life for those people who are to come, a future for them. Give them an opportunity to develop themselves instead of having to send our kids away, because that's what's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
All our children are moving away.
Yeah, John, can you be clear?
They're on the dole.
John, can you be clear? How many jobs are we talking about?
We can't specify exactly.
Just give us an idea.
Because it's around about 600 jobs.
600 jobs. There you are, Bob. How can you moan about 600 jobs in an area that's crying out for jobs?
We've got a massive brownfield site, which is the footprint left by Anglesey Aluminium, and that is going to produce an awful lot of jobs. It's got a biomass plant there. It's got all kinds of other industries which will be coming around there. And they could be jeopardised if we've got just 100 yards over the road. It's supposedly a holiday resort, a holiday complex. And all this smell, noise, pollution is going to come out of the biomass plant. And it's only 100 yards over the road, Jason.
John, you respond to Bob's point before we move on to talk about the language.
Well, if we don't have this complex there, you would prefer to have a smelly old biomass there, is that what you're saying? Although I don't agree that the biomass is going to be a dirty plant anyway, because it'll have all the high-tech
cleaning
stuff there.
I'm saying you can't have the two together.
And let's move away from the biomass. Bob, can I just ask you about the language? Because Cymdeithas yr Iaith Gymraeg, the Welsh Language Society, have also expressed concerns about the impact this could have on the language. That's a concern that you share,
And when we're talking about Wilva coming in here and all the men that are going to come from there, we're talking about building these houses near Holyhead, right? They want to build the 300-odd. We're talking about 3,200 workforce who are supposed to travel daily from Wilva. Now, you're talking about a three-quarter of an hour journey from there. Now, the nest of angles, he's looking forward to getting some of these people billeted in their areas. You know, you've got your hotels, you've got your caravan parks, you've got all kinds of things which people are hoping that they can get a spill-off from.
Because well, they're predicting, Bob, that there's going to be between 6,000 and 10,000 people working in Wilva. 10,000 across the 5 or 10 year period of work.
Oh, I don't think you'll see that, John.
6,000 at the height of the project. Now, coming back to the Welsh language, at this moment in time, the Welsh language is suffering. It's decreasing in the Holyhead area. Why? Because all our youngsters, the people who are going to carry the language forward, are going from here. There's no future for them. You talk to the youngsters in the colleges and universities, they're not going to come back because there's no future here. There's nothing for them. So we've got to create a future for them. And the only industry that we can promote is tourism, and that's what we've got
to do. But, John, let me ask you this. Do you have any sympathy with Cymdeithas? Because they're saying that company...
But
according to Cymdeithas, they say the company and the planning department have stated that there's no need to hold a language impact assessment on this development, which demonstrated clear flaws.
Jason, from what they've said, is that they're hoping that the Welsh language is going to be one of the big promotions to attract people here, for them to see the Welsh culture. They're going to use the language as well as a living language to demonstrate the rural life and the culture of Wales. So I don't see where they can argue that case.
Bob, final point from you?
Yeah. Well, as I say, you know, this whole plan has, to me, isn't sound enough to allow them to take over areas of outstanding natural beauty.
Thank you both very much indeed. That's John Chalton, Town Councillor in Holyhead, Bob Llewellyn-Jones, County Councillor for the Caergybi Ward in Holyhead.